Okay, we're back. Welcome to What's Ailing America. This is Dr. Rebecca Carley. My show is on Wednesdays on this network. I'm sitting in tonight for John Stadtmiller, who is a little under the weather, and I thank him for asking me to host this show. So we're speaking to Cinnamon from Florida. What should she do to protect her children? The answer is, Cinnamon, you do not inoculate them with disease. If you're afraid of a virus or a bacteria, the last thing you should be doing it is injecting the child with these viruses or bacteria. What you need to do is make their immune system healthy. And there's many products that you can use to do that. As a matter of fact, many of them can be found in your kitchen cupboard. Garlic, cinnamon, cayenne pepper is one of the best things. There's all kinds of things that you can use to boost the immune system. These different childhood illnesses, they're called exanthems. These illnesses children get where they actually develop little pox on their skin or things of that nature, that's how the child's immune system learns how to work. If you do not use the immune system, it will not learn how to work properly. And as I explained in the documents on my website, drcarley.com, the injection of the viruses into the body actually corrupts the immune system. So that is what you need to do, is to wake up and realize the insanity of this practice of vaccination, which actually causes all autoimmune diseases and cancer.
So what about as far as like the ones that have had already the vaccinations, like to reverse whatever damage they've had done?
Well, if I was you, I would have them go through my protocol, and if you call me off the air, I will explain to you how I do consults. I'm actually developing a course to teach others how to do what I do, because I can't even handle the number of people that need help. My protocol works for pets as well. I have many pets with diabetes and cancer and things of that nature. So you may actually be interested in learning how to do my protocol. I'm hoping it'll be ready in about a month or so, the course that I'm developing through the Hippocrates
Academy. I'm actually into the whole homeopathology thing. What's the number that I would call, though?
My number is on my website, but it's 828-294-0662. And I suggest to everyone that if you've ever had inoculations, you need to go through this protocol and fix your immune system's corruption, because the powers that be are constantly coming out with new and better ways to kill us. And it's very important that you have your immune system in good working order so that you will be able to survive what they're doing to us. Population reduction is one of their most obvious strategies that's happening. So thank you for calling, Cinnamon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, and I look forward to speaking to you. Okay, we have Don from Ohio. Don, are you there?
I am now. Yes, I missed part of the show. I just walked in on it. Concerning MS, so can you hear me all right? My phone seems like it's all of a sudden dying. Are you all right? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Okay. I missed the first part of your show, so I don't know what you were saying about your protocol for MS. I found that because my mom has MS, and we've used oil of oregano and glucosamine chondroitins, and, you know, the one thing gives her the strength, and the other thing loosens up her joints and stuff like that. Did you mention any of those two?
No. Let me make something very clear. It's not that I have a protocol for specific conditions. I have a protocol to reverse any condition, but it's based on the person's individual history. That's why everybody's protocol is different. For example, there's the most common way to the nervous system, which is what MS is. It's one of the demyelinating diseases. It's through viruses that have tissues that they're cultured in. And you're going to have to listen to the archives to hear how I explained that. It's also explained in the documents on my website. But, for example, pesticides can also cause demyelination. Some of the toxins from mold can cause demyelination. So what I do is take an individual history from each person or pet, finding out what they've been exposed to, and I develop an individual protocol based on that.
What do you think of histamine?
Okay, we're going to a break. Hold on, and we'll talk more after the break.
Hi. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America. This is Dr. Rebecca Carley. My show is on Wednesdays. I'm sitting in for John Stadtmiller today, who's feeling a little under the weather, and I thank him so much for asking me to host this show. We were speaking with Don from Ohio before the break about MS. And all I want to say, Don, is that what you need to do, as I said, is to read the documents on my website to understand what happens to the immune system with the inoculations, especially. I'm sure that your mom has had inoculations. Almost everyone has. And what most people do when they start to wake up and realize that the drugs don't work is they start to take different supplements based on things that they've heard, that this is good or that's good. And there are many wonderful supplements out there. But what you need to do is have a plan. And that's what my protocol is. It's a plan which involves different parts that have to be addressed. Detoxification, alkalinization, uncorrupting the immune system so it stops attacking you, as well as different natural therapies that can use to rebuild the myelin sheath in the case of multiple sclerosis, autism, and other demyelinating diseases, and also to deal with the different symptoms. There's natural things out there for everything. So if you want to call me off the air, I will explain to you how I do consults to teach people what they need to do. And I've had many persons with MS that I've reversed their MS.
Okay,
so
can you tell me
good news.
Can you tell me what, you know, if you have a blood test, what they actually test for?
You mean what the white coats do?
Yeah.
Well, the white coats don't test for what they know causes the problem. You see?
I'm talking about in general. As a blood test goes, you know, if you go in and get a blood test, what would they actually look at?
You mean to diagnose multiple sclerosis?
No, just for a general blood test.
Well, what the blood tests that the white coats normally do, they do something called the CBC, which tests to see how many red cells you have, how many white cells, and how many platelets. They usually do a chemistry panel, which tells you, you know, sodium, potassium, things of that nature, and then the liver function test, which tell you whether or not your liver enzymes are raised. And the liver enzymes won't be raised until your liver is actually breaking down. But those are the normal tests, quote-unquote, that the white coats usually do.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, we have Ed from New Jersey. Ed, are you there? Is Ed there?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Ed.
Hello?
I can hear you.
You're talking to me?
Yeah, is this Ed from New Jersey?
No, this isn't Ed.
Okay.
Ed was probably before me.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
I'm Mark from Minnesota.
Okay, you were the next one. Go ahead.
And you know, I'm calling, you know, I listen by satellite radio.
Mm-hmm.
I had, you know, like, what's the difference between colloidal silver and super silver?
I've never heard of super silver. I would assume that maybe it's more parts per million.
So basically then most of your colloidal silvers are about the same?
Well, no, I'm not saying that they're the same. There's colloidal silver is a whole topic in itself I could do a whole show on. And, in fact, I've been on many networks. I have done shows on colloidal silver before, and that's one of the CDs that I send out to my clients. There's different ways that silver is made. In fact, there's even one product where it's actually vaporized, and that's more of a homeopathic type of silver. You know, it can be attached to mild silver protein, as I was mentioning, and that it can be attached to protein. That's the product called mild silver protein. That's one that, in my opinion, you should stay away from because the silver can then be trapped in the tissues of the skin, and that's what causes the condition called argyria, which is where you turn a little gray. And, by the way, there's only been 150 cases in 150 years of that condition, which I found through doing research. But there's different ways that silver can be made. It can be hydrolyzed. There's all kinds of different products out there. But the main thing for you to realize is that it certainly is much more effective and has less side effects than antibiotics. It also kills viruses, unlike antibiotics. And what you need to do is just research, you know, whatever type that you're considering taking. What I always teach my clients is that, you know, the best amount of parts per million, which is how silver is usually broken into groups, in my opinion, you want to take a product that's between 3 and 10 parts per million on a regular basis if you're going to take it every day, which I do just to protect myself from, you know, the chemtrails and everything else that they're doing to us. The only problem if you take it in very large parts per million is that it can kill some of the beneficial flora in your gut and cause you to be overrun with yeast, which you can deal with that by taking probiotics apart from the colloidal silver, in other words, at a different time of day. So that's the main thing that you have to watch out for as far as the parts per million go. But if you've got pneumonia or some really serious infection, you know, obviously you would want to take either a larger quantity of silver or else take the higher parts per million and then just take the probiotics as well.
Have you ever heard of a electro-chi?
Electro-what?
Chi.
Electro-chi?
You know, yeah, you know, where it takes out the contaminants out of through your feet.
Yes, there's all kinds of ways of doing that. There's actually pads that are made in Japan that you can actually put on your feet when you're sleeping. I've tried those. It's really amazing. You wake up in the morning and they're just, you know, filled with toxins There's different things you can put in baths that you can take. There's machines that you can use. There's all kinds of ways of taking out toxins. What I use in my protocol is homeopathic nosodes, which actually are a surgical strike approach after a specific toxin, because there's many toxins that you cannot take out any other way than homeopathy. For example, viruses that can be inoculated. But there's many ways to detoxify yourself. There's colon cleansing, there's liver detoxes, and all of those things are wonderful. But if you want to go after the viruses, pesticides, radiation, things of that nature, you have to use homeopathic nosodes to do that. But any kind of detoxification is key. And, of course, you'll never hear about that from the white coats because all they do is give toxins. And so they could never admit that, you know, detoxification is an important thing to do.
As far as amalgam in your fillings,
mm-hmm.
or how, for the amount I have, you know, what I mean, as I always say, people I deal with, my wealthiest, you know, even Bill Gates is on a budget, but nothing, within reality. But are there ways to balance, the amalgam if you really can't afford to have the amalgam taken out of your teeth?
Yes. Well, what I always teach my
clients... Or to keep it in check?
Okay. Well, first of all, something that's very important to do is to alkalinize yourself, because it's the acidic saliva that you have in your mouth that's actually breaking down those fillings. And I actually have a DVD that shows how bad that can be. Mercury vapors are actually released into your body by having acidic saliva. So the first thing you want to do is alkalinize yourself. But there's homeopathic nosodes that you can take to detoxify the mercury. And as a matter of fact, that's one thing I always teach my clients about, is if you are going to have the amalgam fillings removed, it's very important that you detoxify first, then get them removed, and then detoxify again. Because I do know a number of people that have gotten into severe trouble by having the fillings removed without detoxifying first, because the mercury load that's released into the body when the fillings are removed, even if you go to a biologic dentist, there's no way that they can prevent a lot of mercury to be released in your body when you have that done. So that's very important. But alkalinization is key, because by alkalinizing your body, you will prevent the amalgam fillings from breaking down further.
You said no loads?
No stones.
No. Well, now, what's no stones?
There's different types of homeopathy. What people usually think of when they talk about homeopathy is something called classical homeopathy. Classical homeopathy is where you have a remedy that the naturopaths, what they'll do is they'll ask you a very detailed history, and they'll find out what type of remedy is best to boost the constitution of your body. It's called a constitutional remedy. And that's the remedy that your body needs to be as strong as it can possibly be. Clinical homeopathy is what I use, and clinical homeopathy is where they actually take the very substance that's the problem. For example, if you're going to make a homeopathic remedy to detox aspartame, you actually start with the actual aspartame, and then it goes through a process called dilution and succussion. Succussion is where they shake it very vigorously, and it's diluted so many times that by the time you get done, there's none of the actual substance left. It just has the energy of the substance in it. And by taking that remedy under your tongue, it will actually tell your body that you need to push that thing out. And that's how nosodes work.
Well, in other words, it reverses the chemistry or the thinking of the way your body works to reject it or to release it from your body?
It teaches your body to push it out. That's what it does. And one of the amazing things that happens with homeopathy is that you walk backwards through the disease. I have many cases of autistic children. That just turns out to be the highest number of clients that I've had. I've reversed over 2,000 cases of autism. And, for example, if they used to flap their hands, but they've stopped, they will flap their hands again, and then they will start doing something else that they didn't before that. You walk backwards through the disease. Okay, we've got another break, folks. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America. This is Dr. Rebecca Carley, court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases. My show is on Wednesdays on this network. John Stat Miller is a little under the weather, and I thank him so much for asking me to be on the show tonight in his place. We were talking with Mark from Minnesota. Are you still there, Mark?
Yes. Before you go on any farther, what time is your show on? You said it's on Wednesdays, but you never said what time.
Okay, my show's on 9 o'clock Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern time, for 2 hours every Wednesday.
In Pacific, so in other words, you'd be on at 11 o'clock Central?
Mm-hmm.
And that's Wednesday.
Yes.
My mom has, I think it's called the immaculate degeneration.
Macular degeneration, yes.
You know, where her sight's starting to go?
Yes.
Is there anything that can be done for that, or is that just one of those things that basically with age or at the age of 80, it's something that you have to just weather with what is there?
There's things that can be done for everything. But you see, one thing that's very important I want to make everybody realize is that in almost no case is there one magic bullet, one thing that's going to reverse the problem. And that's why my protocol is so effective, because it's it's addressing all the different parts of the problem. You have to figure out why do you have the problem and address that problem. You have to detoxify, alkalinize, uncorrupt the immune system, and there's natural things that can help to heal it. So that's why I don't deal with diseases. I deal with the cause. So that's what has to be addressed is the cause. And I figure out what the cause is by taking a history from persons to ask them different questions about what they've been exposed to. But the usual players are vaccinations, heavy metals, pesticides, antibiotics and yeast, radiation, and then, of course, there's all these drugs that people are taking which have massive side effects. So all of these different things have to be addressed.
So in other words, that would probably create just taking drugs, even like a dizziness, or they said that she's got like maybe garbage floating in the, you know, in the inner ear where it's knocking off her equilibrium off and on?
Well, the drugs are the main problem. And as I always explain to people, what you need to do is Google your drug. Put your drug into Google and find out what the drug is doing. In almost all cases, the drug is actually causing the very thing that it's being given to allegedly treat, not to mention, 100 at least other side effects that drugs are causing. So that's what my message is to people. And I was trained to be a white coat. I was actually a surgeon for many years. And I came out of it when I realized that my son had been brain damaged from vaccines. That's what got me into natural healing. I don't even like the word alternative. That word was invented by the medical mafia and the pharmaceutical cartels. They want you to believe that it's an alternative. When you realize that the Creator all gave us the ability to heal ourselves, and what you need to actually do is get out of the way, then you realize that what they do, the allopaths, is the alternative. And it's not an alternative anybody would ever take once they realize what's really being done to you by all of these different drugs and surgeries, etc. So if you have any other questions, Mark, you know, I take a lot of calls from people.
Thank
my number's on my website. Feel free to give me a call. We have
okay.
lots of other callers. So
thank you very much for your
get,
time.
You're very welcome.
It.
We have Ed from New Jersey. Ed, are you still on the line?
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you for taking my call, Doctor. I consider you a patriot.
I
want to make a comment, and is that I have well water, and I put it through reverse osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe reverse osmosis actually, as far as I know, takes out most of the minerals and things, and I believe it's acetic. I just purchased some trace minerals, and I just want to know if I add these minerals, what would be the pH, the ideal pH on that?
Well, the ideal pH you want your body to be is 7. And there's many ways that you can alkalinize your body, including, obviously, eating lots of green vegetables. Coral calcium also helps you to alkalinize, and there's all kinds of green drinks. As for the pH of your water, it's going to be very difficult to get it up to that pH. But you certainly don't want it acidic. So, you know, I'm not sure if trace minerals is going to really alkalinize your water or not. But you definitely want to make your body alkaline. That's the key.
Well, the thing of it is that I have well water, and I kill some bacteria in it through ultraviolet light, which is an expensive proposition. Also have a softener. And I believed in filtering water a long time ago. 20 years ago or more, I had filters, but they've improved the filters over the years. So you're telling me there that I believe there are tests that you can test the pH, correct?
Yes, all you need to do is get some pH paper. And there's many places you can get that. And you just stick the paper into the water or into your urine or your saliva. And it turns the color, and there's always a chart on the pH paper, containers, and you just compare it to that chart, and that will tell you what the pH is. Okay, we're going to another break,
just
folks.
I just wanted to.
Okay, hold on. We're going to a break.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America. This is Dr. Rebecca Carley, sitting in for John Stadtmiller tonight, who is a little under the weather, and I'm very appreciative to him for having me sit in for him. My show is on Wednesday, so I hope you'll all listen to my show every Wednesday to learn about What's Ailing America. My website is drcarley.com. That's drcarley.com. No period between Dr. and Carley. And on my website, you will learn how inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction, how they corrupt the immune system, causing all autoimmune disease and cancer. And the good news is that I have developed a protocol, which I call the Hippocrates Protocol, to reverse all diseases. And it's very effective. I've never had anyone that doesn't get better. And how much better they get depends on how old they are, how long they've had the problem, and if they're willing to leave their drugs behind. Because the drugs are merely covering up your symptoms at best. They never get to the cause of the disease. And we were speaking to Ed from New Jersey. Do you have any other questions, Ed?
I just wanted to make a comment. I just purchased just recently a book, and I don't know whether you've heard of it. It's called Lab 257.
Oh, yes.
And it's very disturbing that it had, there were connections between Lyme disease and the West Nile virus on this laboratory. So I just tell people to get that book and read it and spread the word around about this Plum Island off the Long Island coast.
Maybe well, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Wait, let me comment on that, please. I have that book right here. As a matter of fact, one of the most amazing things in that book is when you read the back, you will see a comment by Mario Cuomo, former governor of New York, who stated, "If we're lucky, someone in the media will read this carefully researched, chilling expose of a potential catastrophe and force the government to do something about it." So here you have the governor of New York saying that he's expecting the media to do something about it. I actually lived on Long Island for 13 years, and this insane level 4 biowarfare laboratory is in fact the reason that we now have Lyme's disease. It was released from Plum Island, and there's all kinds of other diseases that are being released from there as well. And what people don't realize is that there's actually over 8 biowarfare labs per state. And in fact, the way that these laboratories ship organisms from one to the other is by Federal Express. So while the media is trying to make us be afraid of the Arabs and that they're going to, you know, attack us in some way, in actuality, every Federal Express truck is potentially a source of a biowarfare agent. In fact, there was an accident in Canada a few years ago where one of these FedEx trucks carrying, I believe there were 7 organisms being carried by this truck, the entire community had to be cordoned off because this FedEx truck got into an accident. So that's what's going on, folks. That's what you're paying your tax dollars for, and we have to stop these mad scientists because we're going to be in some serious trouble if we don't.
Well, Dr. Curley, not only that, but as you know, they're spraying from the sky chemtrails.
Oh, yes.
And the point is, Rumsfeld worked for a pharmaceutical company. That's where aspartame came from.
Yes.
Stated that, you know, if people get out of hand, we can spray from the sky. And it was stated that the Pentagon admits that they're spraying, but they said it's secret. So, I mean, people have to rise up, you know, and stop all this insanity.
I totally agree with you, and that's what I tell people every day. And I'm so happy to be on this station because it's just such a pleasure to have such a large audience of awake people.
And well, I thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have Sean from Texas. Sean, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
I actually had a question. I heard from a friend of mine that you can actually create colloidal silver by using a battery and some pure silver wire or something like that in water.
Yes.
And I was just want to know if you could go in more depth about that, or you were talking about generators, if that's what that is.
Yes. Well, I myself get very nervous messing around with electricity. Mm-hmm. I am aware that you can, in fact, do that. I don't know how it's done. But for a couple of $100, you can buy a colloidal silver generator, which basically is just an electrical source with 2 wires hanging out of it at different poles, and you just stick that into distilled water, and you let it bubble for about 3 hours. But, yes, in fact, you can do it with just the materials that you mentioned, but I'm not sure. I don't want to say it the wrong way and have anybody get, you know,
right.
Have a problem. But
you were saying that there's a couple different ways that it's made that's actually dangerous that can, you know, cause that blue or the gray or whatever.
Is that
one of the ways, or is that not one of the ways?
Okay. Well, it's not blue, and the reason why that's so important is because they have this blue
right.
man.
You told me about that. The gray. What I'm talking about is disease, right?
And I'm convinced that's from copper, not silver, because
right.
copper is what turns blue when it's put into people. And I figured that out from
the gray. That's
jewelry.
What I'm talking about. Is the gray? So
right.
is that the way that it can be made? That it affects that or no?
No. The reason that people turn gray is because they're either drinking water that's got ground silver in it, actually drinking the ground silver, or that the silver is attached to a protein. If you're just drinking water that's had silver bubbles through it, those are very small particles, and that should turn you gray, or should not turn you gray, and that's called argyria. And by the way, if your skin turns gray, it doesn't kill you. You just turn a little gray. So it's not even like that's a dangerous situation.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We have Ralph from New York City. Are you there, Ralph?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I'm calling from New York, Manhattan, Harlem, New York.
Okay.
I can ask you a question, but, you know, as a... here you're talking about hearing about the medical industry. Do you think that there's a big fact or conspiracy theory to kill off mostly minorities in the inner cities through the vaccinations?
Well, not only do I think it, but it's self-evident to me.
Right.
And it's very funny. I just want you all to know that the reason they took away my medical license, because I never had a single complaint against me from any of my patients, even when I was a surgeon, was because the medical board of New York State alleged that I have a delusion of conspiracy. And this was related to my television show, which I did in Long Island for 9 years, also called What's Ailing America.
Exactly.
So I give you that disclaimer that I've been charged with having a delusion of conspiracy.
Right.
But, of course, all of you listening, the reason that you listen to shows like this is because you know there's a conspiracy, and you need to know what the conspiracies are in order to protect yourself.
Because the reality is, I mean, there's a lot of African Americans and Latinos also starting to wake up also and realize they don't want to be, they don't trust the entire, they don't trust the hospitalization system, which is all basically based on the science of triage and death.
Yes.
And they don't believe, you know, they don't realize there is a race issue behind all this.
Well, I totally agree
with you.
You
know, and I agree with that because, you know, I mean, as an African-American person, myself as a person of color, I mean, this whole system is all based on death and misery and everywhere you go. It's about killing people off with the vaccinations and people feeling eerie and sick. And, I mean, I live here in Harlem, and especially in the black community we live, you know, we're all people of my descent are walking around, you know, alcoholism and drugs and AIDS and smoking crack, and it's the system of death.
Okay, well, I
and
totally agree with you.
People don't see the reality. It's this system that we live under.
Okay.
Under a culture of a white supremacy dominant system, which is based on killing people off. Even whites are starting to realize that they're being killed off by their own system also.
Well, I totally agree with you, Ralph. And see, the good news is for the black population, which has always been experimented on, and I'm sure you all heard about...
Even to a Tuskegee experiment back in the 50s, it hasn't changed.
Yes, but let me finish, please, because
yes,
this is very important. The Tuskegee study, which allowed men of color that had syphilis to basically go into the later stages and die, and they just documented all of that. Those kinds of things have been going on for eons. But the good news is for the black community is that they're killing the white people now, too. And you see, that's what's going to bring us all together, Ralph.
Yeah, but the reality is that starting to realize that whites are starting to become minorities as a population, and they're targeting mostly people of color to downsize the population at the same time. They know by the year 2050, before 2030, that one out of every 10 will be a Caucasian person.
Okay, but
and they fear that because they know they're trying to find a way to kill off the population to do a massive triage and killing off the people as much as they can. They know that AIDS is not doing it fast enough. So what they're trying to do is vaccinate people off, do it through the water, through the food you eat. Everything is all combined to kill you off quicker. Even the weather is having attraction of what you see outside. One day it's cold, one day it's hot, and global warming is doing the effect also on top of that.
Yes, yes, Ralph. But like I said, and I hope you will tell everybody you know to listen to my show on this network on Wednesday.
What time are you on? I mean, I'm at Eastern time, so what time
are you on? I'm on 12 noon Eastern time.
12 noon?
Yes, but the good news is, as I said, they're killing everybody now. This is about population reduction. As a matter of fact, the condition called vitiligo in people of color, I figured out that what that is it's a disease caused by them putting melanin into the vaccines. They're injecting foreign melanin into the people of color. They're developing antibodies against the melanin, and that's causing the people to be have their own melanocytes, the cells that make melanin, be attacked. And I'm sure that that's some kind of a marker. I don't think that that's the end point. I think they're marking those people so that they will know who's been injected with something else.
Exactly.
So we have to come together, Ralph.
Right. There are a lot of black leaders. Like, you know, I don't know if you heard of a person named Minister Farrakhan from the Nation of Islam.
Yes.
He's talking about having hospitals having doctors, even though doctors are basically of color, and Hispanic doctors, to have to get away from the hospitalization of these big major hospitals throughout the country, because they fear that everything is a culture of death to kill us off.
Well, it is, but once again, it's not just the people of color. They're killing everybody. They are decreasing the population, and that's why we have to all come together. No more white versus black, you know, Arab versus Jew, old versus young. Those policies of divide and conquer are how they've gotten us into that the situation we're in today. We have to all come together. We have to realize we're all being attacked. And once that happens, the party's over for those minions.
Well, that's all fine, but people don't see that they believe, you know, because we're being killed off them. Even the water that we're drinking is making us sick. Because we are living in the inner cities, it's a trap already as it is.
Yes.
And people don't see that because me living in New York City, it's a predominantly, you know, it's even though it's too congested here, and everything to realize, and we're seeing people starting to, get sicker every day, and, you know, and global warming is also causing the effect of that also.
Well, it's even worse than that, Ralph, and I was supposed to have as a guest this week on my show somebody by the name of Janet Phelan, a reporter who has actually got proof that they've installed dual water lines into every home in America. They've been doing this for 30 years with remote control valves so that they can deliver poison to who they want to when the time comes. Unfortunately, she's sick. She's not going to be able to be on this week. She will probably be on next week.
Cool.
But the people have to realize the extent to which these criminals in the District of Criminals, they're all committing treason, every single one of them that actually knows about what's going on. And I don't know how it's going to happen that the tide is going to be turned, but I do know that it's going to be turned, and it's going to depend on a critical mass of people waking up and realizing that we're all dead if we don't do something. And I don't promote revolution, but rather an evolution of consciousness, because once enough of us stand up and say, we're not going to take it anymore, the party's over for these minions. Okay, Ralph.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, we have Mike in Kentucky. Are you there, Mike?
Hey, colloidal silver is pretty simple to make. You don't need to spend a lot of money on it. The most expensive thing is the wire is probably going to cost you between $14 and $18.
Okay.
And then the 3 9-volt battery. You need there's different systems out there, but 3 9-volt batteries that are fresh will make over 29 volts. Supposedly 30 volts is ideal DC, but 9-volt batteries actually have like 9.5 volts. So, you know, you get toward 29.5 volts with fresh batteries. And the fatter the wire is, the smaller the particle size is going to be, and it makes better, you know, colloidal silver. Now, when I make mine, I don't make it for very long because you don't want really to exceed the 10 parts per million solution, and you want the ionically charged particles are supposed to be better as far as getting it into your tissues that you're trying to protect. But there was a big story that made the mainstream news over Christmas about a guy out in California that had been drinking colloidal silver for years, and I suspect he was not using distilled water, and he was probably putting salt in there to get the process started, and making all kinds of weird silver compounds that turned his skin blue.
Well, I've been talking about this throughout the show. I'm sure that he actually used copper, and I'm sure that he was paid to do that. He's going to be on Oprah tomorrow.
Oh.
They're parading him around on all these shows to scare people. That's
what
they're doing.
There are some coins. The only coins that I've heard about that are the ultra fine 4 9s, 999 fine, is the Canadian maple leaves. And some people say you can use those, but I don't see how it would give you a uniform particle size to use a coin rather than a wire.
Okay.
But that wasn't the only thing I called in about, but I now forgot what else I was going to say, so I'll let
you
go.
Okay, wait, as long as you're on the line, I appreciate that information. Please tell the listeners, how do you hook up the wires to the silver rods in order to make this happen?
Well, I would say, you know, basically get thee to the library if you don't have the internet and look this up and research it for yourself, but you put the the batteries positive to negative, so the voltage adds up to 30 volts. And then, you know, one side is a positive cathode to one wire, and the other side is another. And then you want to keep them about one inch apart. So you can use like a tongue depressor or a popsicle stick or something like that with holes in it to space your wires apart. And then I just use like a pint jar or a quart jar. I don't make a huge amount of it. I've heard of some people taking really long wires and making a bathtub full of the stuff and taking a bath in it. I just think that's a waste, you know. You don't really want to use very much, I don't think, is necessary to be effective and give yourself a sort of secondary immune boost. But it's supposed to be really good for sinus problems. If you have sinus infections, that's one of the things to research and, you know, decide for yourself what you're going to do.
Well,
the other thing I was going to ask you about, I just remembered, was the metabolic drugs that are being prescribed off-label for cancers up in Canada. Have you researched that at all?
No, because I'm against all drugs.
Well, these are apparently a lot of cancers are a disorder in the mitochondria due to things like sodium benzoate and like you talk about the chemicals. And once the mitochondria gets corrupted, it goes anaerobic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the corruption in the immune system is due to inoculation. But we're going to another break, so hold on, folks. We'll be back after the break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hello, and welcome back to What's Ailing America with Dr. Rebecca Carley. I'm sitting in for John Stadmiller today, who's a little under the weather, and I thank him so much for having me host his show. I want to encourage all of you to go to my website, drcarley.com. That's drcarley.com. Make sure you sign up for the updates. You just put your email address in the updates section, and you will receive a lot of important information from me, including what my show is going to be about every week. I understand we have Gary from Tennessee on the line. Are you there, Gary?
Hi, Dr. Carley. I thought I recognized your voice. I know you didn't sound like John.
Pardon me?
You and I spoke on the phone personally before.
Okay.
The boy from Kentucky stole part of my thunder. He's exactly right. 3 9-volt batteries. He just thinks he's got a Radio Shack, and they sell a little clip that goes on top of those batteries with the red and the black wire. You hook red to black, red to black, red to black, and then one red one off of one side to one rod, and then the other one, the black one to the other rod, and, you know, a paint paddle or piece of cardboard or anything, keep them about an inch apart. And you can also buy a set of alligator clips to clip onto the end of the wire to the rod. I want to caution everybody, do not use, I don't care how good you think your well water is, it's got chemicals, the way things are going these days, but
yeah,
it's going to have,
yeah.
It's gonna have different compounds of magnesium and whatnot, and you start doing electrolysis of the silver, you're liable to get a silver compound that will do you a lot of harm. Distilled water is a must.
Yes.
Seeding it, which is what they call that to start the process, is not necessary and is not good. Sea salt, you just need a tiny grain to start it. Or you could use just a tiny pinch of baking soda. Baking soda is actually better than the salt as far as what compounds you might get through the electrolysis process. But there's even a better way to do it. What you do is I take a wide mouth mason quart jar, fill it full of, make sure I always buy distilled water from the grocery store, and you fill that up in a big pot of water up to the top of the quart jar, basically, and then you put the distilled water in the jar. You bring that to a boil, and you get the water inside the jar boiling, along with the boiling water in the pot, and the heat will start this process without seeding it, and that's very, very important, and I make it that way all the time.
Okay.
And you'll know when the process starts because you'll get little bubbles of oxygen or some gas coming off of one electrode. The other electrode is the one the silver actually comes off of. And then when the process is finished, that rod will turn black. Then you take a piece of Scotch-Brite or something and polish it down to the silver color and get rid of that oxide, the silver oxide of some sort that forms on there. And that way you keep it clean. Can you hold me over?
Okay.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back after the break. Oh, the show's over, folks. Sorry, so... stay tuned on Wednesdays, and you'll hear my show, What's Ailing America. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry, John from Florida. Please call in on Wednesday to my show. God bless everybody, and have a great night. Bye-bye.